You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend, Mark Hurwit. Mark is a person that's helped me out many times in the past. And last time you were on, Mark, we were talking about the Panama Papers. Why do I have you on my show to talk about things like that?
Well, thank you for having me again, Jim. Yes, you have to do background checks no matter where your potential partner or target may be, whether it's in Panama or your next door neighbor.
Now, why would somebody call you? That's really a kind of a funny little way of asking. Mark, tell folks what you do and why I call you to find things out about folks.
So I own Crossroads Investigations. We're a full-service private investigation due diligence agency, ranked number one by Daily Business Review for the last 3 years. I'm a board-accredited investigator, one of under 100 nationwide. I used to work in the intelligence community in CIA, and I've had the company for 10 years, and that's, I think, why you call me when you have a problem.
100%, and boy, have you helped me out. You've helped me find out things that actually were very predictive about the people that we've asked about and helped me not make a couple of big mistakes back in the day. So, Mark, what do people usually call you about? I know I call you about finding out about somebody who wants to hire me or somebody that wants to partner with me.
Sure. So, you know, when people think of a private investigator, they're thinking of a gumshoe in a car doing infidelity surveillance. And of course, we do that. A lot of guys on the street doing that every day. And I'll give you some examples of some good stuff that's going on. But our big part is business due diligence. You have to know who you're doing business with. And that's why people come to us before you make a big decision. And I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
I'll start small. You, maybe a friend of yours referred a nanny.
Right.
Maybe we've talked about this before. I don't know. But this nanny candidate may seem like the nicest person in the world. Glowing references. You want to save a little bit of money and don't do a background check. What you don't know is maybe their credit cards are all in collection. You know, we talk about in the intelligence community vulnerabilities and motivation. A nanny who's, or any employee who has access to books, who has financial vulnerabilities, is motivated to do something they wouldn't otherwise do. Do you want this person in your house having access to your things when you know that they are financially vulnerable at home?
No, or. A person has a bunch of DUIs. That's indicative also. Maybe they're absolutely pristine until 9:30 at night or something.
Yeah, especially if that person's going to be driving you in any
God
case.
God forbid. But
we had a case just a few weeks ago. Multi-millionaire individual. He fired his bookkeeper, and he said, you know, I want to hire the bookkeeper. It's got an office in my building. Seems like a stand-up guy, but just do a quick check on this guy. He had all kinds of worthless check cases, fraud cases. He's been in jail for all kinds of white collar crimes. And this is the guy that he wanted to hire to be his bookkeeper for all of his companies, all of his millions of dollars.
I actually read about a case where a guy had been disbarred, and they went against the disbarment, hired the guy anyway, had him work around financial stuff, and ended up that the guy embezzled on them. So what's the best predictor of future behavior?
Right. So, you know, when we look at background reports, there may be a DUI, and maybe that's a one-off. We're looking for trends. Are there three or four DUIs? Are there, you know, multiple arrests? Are there multiple bankruptcies, multiple judgments? A lot of people had bankruptcies and foreclosures 2010, 2011, but has it continued since then?
You know, and then there's the other thing is we live in the crossroads internationally. You know, it's always been when I was growing up, they called this the headquarters or the home of all the boiler rooms. It's always been a rather transient community down here. And knowing who you're sitting across the table from is important.
South Florida is a sunny place for shady people. You know, I say that all the time. And, you know, there's multiple reasons for that. But yes, we're the gateway to Latin America. And there's a lot of international deals going on. And people think that background checks are not going to be done in their home countries. And they can leave their troubles at home. But it's so important. You have to look back home where people come from. You have to check their reputation. Have they been arrested? What's their financial status? All of these things.
Now, how about cybersecurity and cyber snooping? It seems that that's becoming more and more of a situation. I've had folks on and we've talked about passwords and, you know, umpteen digits passwords and all this other stuff. Is there really any way somebody can protect themselves from what's going on out there?
Well, I think there are ways to mitigate the risks. Part of that is continuously going onto your social media, checking your privacy settings, make sure any of those companies haven't reset or changed their privacy policies. Look at your profiles as if you're public to make sure that no one is seeing information and pictures that you don't want them to see.
Now, why are we getting all of these new privacy policies being pushed at us?
Well, that's the European regulation that's protecting European residents, but it's forcing every company to rewrite their privacy policies to include that new language.
What's the new language?
The new language is it protects the rights of European citizens and how their data is handled. So every company has to address that in their privacy policy.
But not the United States? We have a lower bar? Why?
You know, it's amazing in the U.S. how much information, as an investigator, I can find out about a person. When you're in Europe and you want to do a criminal check on someone, it's very difficult to do that without their consent. Here, we can check a criminal background of anyone in any county in the United States. I can get a Social Security number in a matter of seconds, and then the game's all over.
Well, that's scary.
Europe and Canada really protect the privacy of their citizens better than we do here in the U.S.
Why would that be?
That's a cultural question.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true. And you would think that it would become more and more important. What's the number one thing that somebody can do to protect themselves in today's world, Mark?
On the online front?
Yeah.
I would say, set up Google Alerts. Make sure anytime anyone types in your name or posts anything about your name or your company or your relatives, that you get a notification. That's a good one. Check those privacy settings. We have a privacy tip sheet. If anyone wants to, you know, contact me, we give that out to our clients. Be aware of the information you put out online, of course. Use a password manager for strong passwords. That's a big one.
That's great stuff. Now, you mentioned that you've got some of this stuff on your website. What is that, and how do people find you?
We're at xinvestigations.com, the letter X and the word investigations.com, 305-929-3513. We are always willing to help. We answer lots of questions, whether or not people retain us. We have that privacy tip sheet. If we don't know the answers, we'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you so much for being on the show this week, Mark. I hope that we'll have you on a little bit sooner than it's been since your last time on the show.
Thanks, Jim.